Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The two hands are lifted, ladies and gentlemen. Close your eyes as we commit our lives into the hands of the Lord. Even to the trust of a faithful keeper. Father, we honor you. We bless your name. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are. Great are you, Lord. Great are. Great are you, Lord. Yeah, great. Great are you, Lord. Great are you. Sing it for the last time. Great are you, Lord. 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 Great are you. Eternal Father, we specially honor you. We give you the praise, the worship, and the adoration. We celebrate your goodness and magnify the sovereignty and awesome greatness. Papa, we are alive because of you. Anybody standing here, if they are forgetting themselves, they leave because of you. The people who died yesterday, we are not more worthy than them. My childhood friend who died yesterday, I am not more worthy than him. Mercy and grace is making the difference. So thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your mercy, your kindness, your compassion, that you are so faithful to bring us even into a new month. We are grateful, very grateful. We give you all the thanks, all the worship, all the adoration. Be exalted. I thank you for the life of everybody that is in this place. Thank you for their lives. We give you all the thanks, all the praise, all the adoration. In Jesus' precious name, somebody say amen. Come on, go ahead. Hallelujah. This is a very special Sunday. The reason is because God has been too good and too faithful to us. This has been a very energizing, a very reviving, a very powerful week. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Now, we are so blessed by the grace of God, receiving all these mighty apostles and prophets of God who have come from everywhere to be a blessing to God's people. And tonight will be the culmination and the grand finale of everything. I can't wait for tonight. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. And so we stand here to give God the highest worship and the highest praise for his faithfulness, love, and mercy, that he has been extremely kind and good to us. And we celebrate his love and his goodness. Can I hear a good amen? So what I will do this Sunday, since I haven't gotten a slot, I take this morning to be my slot. And, bring you the word of the Lord. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John 12. Verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see the Lord Jesus." Hallelujah. Say a good amen. As I say, can you help them for me? And having read you that, I would love to go to Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th, 35th, and 36th verses. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with supping and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares." The Bible said, "For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Allow me to read this particular one just for the sake of understanding in our language. The Bible said, "And Before I allow you to take your seat, I will want to do an explorative connection of this particular scripture, 1 Kings chapter 19. I will, for the sake of understanding, begin from verse number 1, and we'll be alternating in the verses until I get to the 16th verse, which is the main verse, 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. The first verse, I will try beginning from that particular place, and so that I can be able to build up from there. The Bible said, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he has slain all the prophets with a sword." And then straight away in verse number 2, the Bible said, "And Jezebel issued a warning." She issued a warning. And the warning was, "Let the gods do so to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as one of them by tomorrow about this time." A woman stands and makes a strong warning, and the warning puts a prophet to flight. A woman, just one woman, just one, wakes up and sends a warning, and the warning flies the prophet from his house, from his ministry, from his church, away from the jurisdiction or the place of his assignment, straight away to hibernation. I would love you to follow me carefully, because I have an assignment this morning. Seriously, I'm trying to let them sort this something out for me quite very quickly, so I can be able to, focus. Please listen to what he's saying. He knows what I know, so help him for me. The Bible said, "Then Jezebel sent not messengers, but a messenger." One woman sends one person to deliver a word. And the word, that one word, puts somebody to flight. One woman sends one person to deliver a word. The word puts somebody to flight. Who is supposed to be the earth blesser? The man that can be able to install a man of God in his room, anoint a king in Israel, who is able to call fire from heaven, a person that is able by the might of God to speak and nations can hear. The king of Syria was amazed at the impact of this prophet, that anything that will be said in the room in secret, that God can reveal to this prophet. But the Bible said this prophet was sent to flight just at the word of a woman that came from a one messenger. Only one. Let me say this, that Jezebel was a very powerful spirit. So I will be addressing the Jezebelic spirit in my generation and in the church of Jesus Christ. I'll be talking to the Jezebelic spirit. Hear me carefully, because I have a message and I'm driving it to exactly the point. And therefore the Bible said, while she issued a particular warning to the prophet of God, he was taken to flight. And the Bible said in verse number 5 that he went to lay under a juniper tree, and behold, an angel of the Lord came and said unto him, Elijah the prophet, arise and eat. And behold, there was baking cake on coals and on a cruse of water. And the Bible said very clearly, you know, he rose up and did eat and lied down again. The angel of God came the second time and said to him, man of God, get up and eat, for the journey that is ahead of you is too far away. You need energy to do that. So get up very quickly and get something to eat. And the Bible said that he woke up and got something to eat the second time. And the Bible said, and went in that strength of that particular meat for 40 days and 40 nights to the Mount of Horeb, where God abided and resided on that particular mount. And the Bible said, the Lord was looking for to speak to this particular prophet. And so the Bible said very clearly that the Lord came looking for Elijah to speak unto him. When you look very carefully, so he went and stood by verse number 11 upon that particular mountain. And the Bible said there was a great wind, but God was not in that particular wind. And secondly, there was an earthquake, and the Lord was not in the earthquake. By verse number 12, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. Then came a still small voice, and the Bible said when the still small voice appeared, the Lord began to speak to Elijah when he had wrapped himself up with his mantle and wrapped his face by the epiphany or the appearance or the theophany of God when he appeared unto him. And then when the Lord asked the question, what are you doing here? And he said very clearly in verse number 14, I have been very jealous for the Lord my God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant and thrown your altars and slain your prophets with the sword, and I am the only one that is left. I am the only one that is left. When Elijah said to the Lord, I stand here and I am your only prophet that is left in Israel, the Lord then began to address him in verse number 16. And that is my main point. The Bible said, and the Lord said unto, maybe let me begin from verse number 15, just for the sake of your understanding. And the Lord said unto him, go and return thy way into the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou art come, anoint Hazael to be king of Syria. Anoint Jehu to the son of Nimshi, anoint him to be king of Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat, anoint him to be prophet in your room. The man is running from a woman. God gives an assignment in his flight. Go and anoint Jehu the son of Nimshi, anoint him to be king over Israel. The son of Shaphat, Elisha, anoint him to be prophet in your room. And Hazael, thou, when thou come, anoint Hazael the king of Israel. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated in the presence of God. It's a blessing to have all of you. Last Monday, we received Reverend George Nante into the house. And he began the revival last Monday. And he started his message in Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 1. When he started expostulating the word of the Lord, he mentioned, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that thou should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was evidently set forth crucified before you. And then he asked the question, which preacher will look at his audience and call them foolish? Which preacher? The answer for and we sorry men him and call them foolish. You know, which preacher this morning, whilst you are dignified, sitting in the presence of the Lord, and look in your face and call you a fool? Which preacher will do that? The man of God asked a question. And when he preached to a particular point, as if that was not enough, he said to the congregation that you are bewitched. Now you are not fools. Put the scripture there. We are following a concept. You are not only fools, but you are bewitched. Then he started talking and expostulating the meaning, the essence, the significance of bewitchment. A spell and a skill, an ambivalent duplicity that have been cast upon the people of his particular congregation that they could not hear exactly what God was expostulating. He said that you started in the spirit and you have ended in the flesh. Go to verse number 2, possibly. Let me build from there. He said, this only would learn. He said, receive ye the spirit by works of the law or by the hearing of faith. In the 3rd verse, he said, are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, you have been made perfect in the flesh. And so whilst he built upon that, he called us that everybody that have begun with the Lord, lifting up holy hands unto Jesus the Christ, which, you know, now we have turned into all kinds of fleshly and material stuff and gain, to the point that any time now we go to church and we preach and it does not have material stuff in it, receive this, receive that, we feel that the preaching was not yet preached or presented, and the word of the Lord was not deeply presented, and therefore the church have become extremely carnal in its, you know, tendency. He pushed this to the point and brought our hearts to the place where we can come back to where we believed, to our first love, and to understand that God is a spirit, and they that do worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. On Tuesday, we received the chief Alfarian, Reverend Elvis Ajiman, and when he took the pulpit, he began his message from Habakkuk chapter 2 and from verse number 1. When he began to, he started to outline, he said, I will stand upon my watch and set myself upon the tower, and I will watch and see what God will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am approved. And then in the 2nd verse, he read and said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that reader. And then he made reference to chapter 1 and verse number 2, that the prophet was speaking to God and was telling the Lord in chapter 1 and verse 2 why that he is speaking or he is praying and God is not listening to him. He said, oh Lord, how long shall I cry and thou will not hear? And so he was asking, and then he began to expostulate also how that we have received extreme grace. Yet, we have come to the place of the abuse of this grace that we have received. Then he was speaking to us in the course of how we have become pretenders and actors and how we have become gimmicks and mimics in the house of God, and that how the pulpit and the pew have become a place of performance and how we are entertaining ourselves. He even went further, you know, to talk about how, you know, now it is not about the glory of Christ, and that how, you know, the people of this generation have come to the place of trying to bring self to the picture and to the portrait. The preacher wants to see himself and present self to the people, and that when we begin to preach the word of God and even the things of God and to come into the house of God, Christ is not the essence. Jesus Christ is not the essence. So by the time we were living here on Tuesday night, it was a time of repentance. Then came Ghana's preaching machine, Dr. Justice Avivo. He started his message from Isaiah chapter 53 from verse number 1. I'm doing a recap for all the lovely people who were not in the revival in person. I am carrying you along with what I am about to present so that you will not be left out. To my audience who are watching on television, on Amansan TV and GN Television, to the people that are listening on radio, on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM, Obatampa 92.5 or 95.2, which one, forgive me, you know, and all the people that are online, I'm carrying all of you with me, especially, you know, you, I'm carrying you with me, and so follow me carefully. And he began by saying, whose report do you believe, or have we believed? Who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? In the second verse, he went and said, for he grew up before him as a tender plant, and the Bible said, and as a root out of the dry ground, he had no comeliness or form or comeliness that we should desire him. And then he went in verse number 3 and said, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him, and was despised, and we esteemed him not. In the fourth verse where he ended, he says, surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows, and yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God. We did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. Then he quoted a second foundation scripture, and it was Joel chapter 28 and verse number 2. As a matter of fact, that particular verse is the verse for the revival. And that verse is talking about, you know, the Lord said in Joel 28 verse 2, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. And then whilst he built upon that, he also started talking about revival in a different dimension. On the fourth day, we received Apostle Randy Impact, the man from the mountain, came and spoke, started his message from Genesis chapter 6, verse number 5 downwards. I was building on that particular course. And he said that God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of men and of their heart were continually evil. And then he built up the next verse in verse number 6, and he repented God that he had created or made man on earth, and he grieved him at his heart. Go to verse number 7. He built up there. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the earth. And for it repented me that I have created man. Then he quoted the most popular verse of scripture, John 3:16. And then he built up from there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that everybody who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. On Friday, we received Prophet Job Adu. The man of God came and started his submission from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 18, and said, wherefore we would have come to you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. And then he was saying, he came from a warfare angle. He called his message the Holy War and ended his message Jehovah the Mafia. Jehovah the Mafia. Interesting week, my darling. Interesting week. Very interesting week. I put all this together and I want to, you know, just submit something to you before I will take my seat this morning. It's our 10th communion and renewal service. How divinely arranged to meet Revival 2022 Sunday. It has been a very rainy week. the whole past week. But the people did not care about the rain. They walked through the rain, even as this morning we walked through it. And we come into the presence of the Lord, because if it was raining on Monday, we will still go to work. And so with that conviction, we have come to the place that Jesus and God deserves the best. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 14 will be my culmination, and then I will take off. It will be my culmination. The Bible said, that good thing which was committed to thee, keep it by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in you. I would like the production team to, I was with Dede yesterday. We were attending a memorial service of one of our friends whose mother passed on. Whilst we were doing that particular trip, it took us almost about an hour and 36 or 35 minutes. Whilst we were doing that trip, we were playing, music in the car. And music was about the Holy Spirit. But, whilst the music played, I was telling Dede that this is one of the new people that are coming up in the gospel ministry. The calling of gospel ministry. I didn't say industry. I said ministry, because you cannot industrialize the gospel. This is how gradually we have been able to drift away from God and His Christ, and have been able to become like the church of the Laodiceans, who have, taken the church away from Jesus Christ, and somehow have been able to bring in their own doctrines, the doctrines of human beings and the doctrines of devils, into the church of God. I'm building up on something. Follow me, my darling. It's going to be very interesting. Then I said to Dede, this young lady, I think the name of the gospel musician is by the name Sandy Asari. I had not heard the name until now, and the song was a very powerful song. It's about the Holy Spirit. I think the title of the song is Enofofro. And whilst the lady is singing, I asked her, do you realize that she does not even have backing vocalists backing her? There is even a new flair with a new generation of new masters that are coming up. That these people are not going to be even traveling with people who are not committed to God and do not trust the Christ. And then in the trip, all kinds of ambivalent and all kinds of discrepancies that ends up in sin and iniquity will emerge. We have seen God laid gifts on people, especially the gospel musicians of Ghana. Oh my God, how anointed we were. How anointed that God granted us the grace. I said, do you see this young lady singing? If she can follow Christ very well, do you know how far she will go? Because these people have come to replace. There is a replacement going on right now. I'm serious. Let me put it this way. In the next 10 years, there will be a massive shift. Very massive shift. Next 10 years. In the next 20 years, I'm telling everybody, hear this, Ghana. And this is a message to the church. In the next 20 years, 70% of the pulpits right now will be replaced. I know you will not want to hear that. You wouldn't want to hear that. 70% of that particular will be replaced. Replacement! I'm telling you, there are so many pulpits who will not survive the shaking. Founders of many churches will die, and that will be end of story. I'm telling you, there is a replacement going on. It will take the people who genuinely love God and serve God in spirit and in truth that will be able to, survive the transition. It's not only church. Businesses will be replaced. Politicians will be replaced. Entrepreneurs will be replaced. Secular musicians will be replaced. New masters are coming from everywhere. Even in the technological world and in the job market, the marketplace, we are going to see new masters rising up and emerging. We are going to see people that are going to come. You have never heard of them. You have never seen them before. And I was telling today, you know, whilst we have people who are busily turning this ministry into business, they charge you before they appear, they feel you feel appointment letters before they can come and perform, God will interestingly replace all of that. Oh, you can clap your hands, my darling. Interestingly, they will be replaced. I interestingly read that particular scripture to you, and I intentionally took my time to be able to build upon that. The Bible said that Elijah was alive, but the Lord sent Elijah and said, anoint Elisha to be prophet in your room. You are not yet gone, but I am preparing and working on my replacement. Oh yeah, you are not yet gone. You will be here. And that is interestingly one of the phenomenal ways by which God works. He works in a very interesting phenomenon. The Lord can replace you and you do not know it. Oh yeah. Go and ask Samson. God can replace you and you do not know yet. Yeah. Samson said, I will shake myself as before and I will go against my enemies. Neither did he know that that power, that might, that anointing was gone. Was gone. I'm talking to the wise only. Only the wise. Only the wise. Everybody here. I think that the scripture is in the book of Acts. I said that to you, Esther, you could do. It's in the book of Acts. I think Acts 6:36. I'm not too sure, but try and find it. He said, and when David has served his generation, he slept with his fathers. Everybody here is born to serve their generation. There is an assignment of service to generation. Pastor Ferdinand, everybody that is seated here has been given time, has been given purpose, has been given life. There are 10 things that God has given to you freely, and you are to use that to serve your generation. And you know, he is interestingly giving us the opportunity. Okay, it's Acts 13, verse 36. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep and was laid upon his and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. Now put it in a different version. In this version, the Bible said, and David served God's purposes in his own time, and then he died and was buried with his ancestors, and his body rotten in the grave. Another version says, interestingly, and this is not a reference to David, for after David had done the will of God in his own generation, he died. Another version will help me. Look at this one. Interestingly, David, of course, having completed the work God set out for him. There is a work set out for everybody. A childhood friend of mine yesterday died at Kolebu. When I say a childhood friend of mine, somebody of my age. How can somebody of my age die? When your mother is alive, sitting in a room, served his generation, he died. Very interesting. A family was telling me 2 months ago, we buried one of our brothers. And last week, we buried another one. Time is on everybody. Listen to me carefully. Time. I thank God for your business. I thank God for your achievements. I thank God for what you do. I bless God for your connections. I give God the glory for your houses, for your car, us. I thank God for your influence and everything that you can command and the buttons that you can press. I give God the glory for his amazing love for you, for opening great opportunities to you. I bless God for his mercies and his love for you, for elevating you and causing his grace to shine on you, that you can be able to pick up the phone and call this person, call that person, and call this person, and things begin to happen. I thank God for that. But I'm telling you, there is time on your life. Your destiny is clicking on time. And even as assignment is giving you with time, he has given you purpose, opportunities, people, and he has also given you giftings and wisdom, opportunities, and giving you knowledge, insight. All these are your assets. But hear me, when God gives all these opportunities, he expects you to use it responsibly. And when these things are not used responsibly or kept responsibly, he is going to replace people to do the job as he replaced Saul, the king, with David. And when I sit down and I look at people whose opportunity it was in this end time to be doing great things with diversions, with diversions and digressions, we miss the mark from following the will of God for our life into following nonsense. I have seen great prophets, people that were ordained by God to serve their generation, carried away with the love of material gain. Now mammon, money, have become a god that this generation is so crazy about. I am not saying money is not good, but the love of it is the root of all evil. Oh yeah, 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse number 6, the Bible said godliness with contentment is great gain. In verse number 7 he said, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we will carry nothing out. In the 8th verse the Bible said, and having food and raiment, that we should be content therewith. And then he goes further and said, but the day that will be rich for into temptation, into a snare, and into foolish and hateful lust, which drawn them into destruction and perdition. And then in the 10th verse he said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Put this in a different version. In this version the Bible said very interestingly, for the love of money is the source of all kinds of evil. For some have been so eager to have it that they have wandered away from the faith and have broken their hearts with many sorrows. Another version, NIV particularly, you know, and then I will come to what you want in. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Now go to the Message version. In this one, the Bible said, lust for money brings trouble. Lust for money, it brings trouble, and nothing but trouble. Now church, when you don't have money in church, your respect is this, as small as this. When I come here and let's say I am a froster, a fraud boy, the pastor will love me because I am able to finance stuff and push money. It's so sad that we who are preachers will call, you know, people fraud boys. We call them good sons. Good sons. Money has blurred our precision to rebuke evil in the house of God. Evil people are sitting on high seats because of money. Because of money, the truth of the gospel cannot be preached. Because of money. Let's say that you sit in here, you bought this land for us, you built this church for us, and you finished everything for us. When you sit here and the preacher is not filled with the Holy Spirit and with the courage to be able to speak truth, I'm telling you, You have just created a preacher for yourself who will be telling you things that you want to hear. We have lost members because we spoke truth to them. The truth is that we don't care. Our job is the truth. Whether you hear it or not, you will hear it. Jacqueline, people went because of money, sleep in coffins, sleep in the cemeteries, swallow all kinds of substances because of mammon. And this is the kind of message that will be rare in the house of God. Now, the message is not Jesus Christ anymore and Him crucified. The message is not salvation anymore. Now, we have to tell you that God will take you to America and take you to Germany and give you a big car. God will give you a yacht. God will give you a ship. God will. Can you get pictures of Florida's devastation? Put it on this screen and put it online on television and everywhere. And let them see that vanity of vanity. Everything is vanity. Go, oh, you can clap your hands. We address people by how they dress. They're looking good and nice. They are rich people, nice. Let me tell you, I am not preaching against wealth. I am not preaching against prosperity. What I'm telling you is that that is not the focus. You can clap your hands. That is not the focus. That is not the focus. You didn't come to church because you want a visa to Italy. You were not, listen to that. We are not here because you want promotion. We are not here because you want a husband or a wife. That is not the focus. The focus is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Preach Christ. Let the people know Christ. Let the people have a relationship. Christ. What will be the point that I come to church? And the preaching is all about the earth and the things that professors are good in doing at school and in the university faculties. 14 ways to create wealth. That is a subject in university. Let me tell you something very interestingly. They that love God, all things work together for their good. All things. The moment a person is even focused on Christ and not concentrating on the petty stuff, Jesus said, I will add all that stuff to you. Look at how Solomon, when the Lord came to Solomon, the first time Solomon is hearing the voice of God, the Lord said, ask me what you want and I will give it to you. And Solomon said, I want wisdom. The Bible said Christ is wisdom to the Greeks and Christ is power to the Jew. In other words, wisdom and power is God. So the moment he said, I want wisdom, insight, understanding, and knowledge, he said, he's saying, I want you. He said, if you want me, then I will give you riches, wealth, and honor plus me. If you want me, I will add wealth, riches, and honor. If you want me, oh yeah, that is what the worship should be about. More of you, more of you, more of you. Jesus, more of you. That should be the song. The people who are on the altar must be able to direct all of us to Jesus Christ. He is the message He's the reason why we are here. If you are not here because of Christ, you have missed your way. You are in the wrong church. I'm telling you. And for those of you who are here because you are here for Kofi Odro and because he's a nice preacher. Those of you who came here because of your girlfriend and your boyfriend and because you have a schoolmate in this place and you have a chick here. You want to run the chick and all that. I'm reminding you, we are not here for that. Turn to somebody and tell the person, Jesus. Tell the person, Jesus. Jesus, baby. Jesus. 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 Service closed. And like our mothers used to do, what did you learn in church today? It should be Christ. Yeah, it should be Christ. People can go to church and dance and sweat. And Christ is not in their heart. If Christ was in your heart, you will not hate your brother. If Christ is in your heart, you cannot be a hater. Let me tell you, one of the things that people who have Christ is uprightness of heart, the purity of heart. Those people, they don't find it difficult to say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Jesus. Anybody that finds it difficult to say, I'm sorry, to the point that we can go to you and say, go and apologize. I won't apologize. There is no Christ in you. There is no Christ in you. So I don't care about your lalabagadabarada bahaya. Shut up! It's time to bear fruits of repentance. You are staying in the same room with your wife and husband and you don't talk. Sir, ma'am, there is no Christ in you. I'm telling you. No, what is up? I mean, I know people who have driven like 1 hour to be here. And if it is not Jesus, then I don't know what it is about. Jesus. This is why I have a problem with most of our leaders. Because they have a form of godliness, but no Jesus. No Jesus. No Jesus. If you have Jesus, you will not sing, God bless our homeland Ghana, make our nation great and strong, and go and sleep with small girls. Whilst your wife is there. There is no Jesus in your heart. If you are looking for one adulterous nation, Ghana is one. The whole of Africa, the most adulterous nation in the whole of Africa, La Côte d'Ivoire, followed by Congo, Nigeria, and South Africa. Then, my beloved Ghana. Come and see adulterous preachers, adulterous bishops. People in clerical suits who have no Christ in their heart. Come and see adulterous people in our pulpit. Come and see that. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring my message to the peak. I'm telling you, if you sit in church and play religion and your time expires and you stand before the throne of God, you will know that Kofi Odro was not shouting in vain. Everything you see around you is vanity. You will leave, you will walk away. You will walk away. Now the message has become like, if you don't drive, you are not blessed. If you don't have a house, you are not blessed. Look at what we are busily talking. Look at the nonsense we are busily presenting. When Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 1, when I came unto you, brethren, I did not come with the enticing words of man's wisdom. Focus, please. My message, my concentration was not with the excellency of speech and wisdom declaring the word of God to you. In the next verse, the Bible said, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ. Put it in a different version. In this version, the Bible said, and while I was with you, I made up my mind to forget everything except Jesus Christ, and especially his death and his cross. And so when Apostle Randy was preaching, he was talking the gospel. Soul winning. So, I mean, what is the essence that you are born again and all your family are unbelievers going to hell? You are the evangelist and the prophet of your house. You have an assignment over your life. This is it. Time is running out for all of us. Church is not a place of entertainment. No. Today, church was so nice. No! It's a place of reflection, a place of renewal, a place to rededicate our hearts to Christ. When I ask the question, how many people checked your Bible in your quiet time or morning devotion this morning? It will shock you that only 10% of this population did. But if I ask how many people check your phones before coming, everybody has. Our love for Christ is depleting. Our love for Jesus Christ is fading off. If there is a football match of Champions League or Premier League final this morning, most of you will not be here. You have created idols for yourself. Football have taken your love for Christ. If Black Stars were playing this morning, even though most of their matches they have played are not good matches, still, you will not be here. Me, I will tell you. Until Black Stars turn from the world and bring their hearts to the Lord, forget about it. I'm telling you. It is God that favors people and grants them victory. When people go with all the kind of heart cry, this selective player to go and play for Black Stars is evil. And this is how come common teams like Comoros, you are struggling with them. And you don't have somebody that is going to tell you the truth. But I told you that. Your leaders are corrupt and greedy. And until you come to the place of repentance to know the Christ, you are joking. This morning I finished my submission. Let all flesh return to the Lord. And let them repent deeply in their hearts. If this week does not benefit you, it will shock me. If this week did not benefit you, it will shock me. The reason is because everybody that came here, from Reverend George Nante to Reverend Elvis Ajiman to Dr. Justice Avevo to Apostle Randy Impact to Prophet Job Adi, and tonight is the final night we are receiving Apostle Josiah Open Jr. If it does not bless you, it will shock me. Because they all talked about Christ. Christ. Look at the people, the Wesley brothers, everybody that carried revival. Charles Finney, D.H., D.L. Moody, C.H. Spurgeon. Look at all the people, John G. Lake, Amy McPherson. Look at the people that carried, you know, revival, like Myron Branham, like Catherine Coleman, like Benson Idahosa, Kwesi Amuako. Look at, you know, people like Ose Sibe and Grace, Auntie Grace Edunfa. Look at people that carried revival. Everybody was a pusher of Jesus Christ. You want to see the glory of God in your life? I want to tell you, Christ. Now bring the pictures of, Florida, and look at people's yachts, and look at people's houses flooded, I look at a city submerged under river. They used to call this their mansions. They used to, these are not the pictures. Where are we? I want Florida's picture. I know this picture. It's not Florida. Well, I don't know where you are. This is not Florida. I don't know. The higher the Tejima user. I'm in Florida now. Abraham, don't come and disturb us. I go for Tejima and picture better as a Florida. What does that mean? Does Tejima look like Florida? People have yachts destroyed. The people! Ghana, Accra, will be twice as one point. Everything wiped off. Overnight. To the point that the insurance are crying that we can't pay. Seek Christ. Seek Christ. Your children must be Christians. Your husband must be a Christian. Your wife must be a Christian. Your house must be a Christian home. And you will have to be a Christian. Fruits of Christ. Fruits of Christ. Fruits of Christ. Oh, clap your hands for the Lord. Now, do I have Florida and not Tejima? I feel now best so comfortable. Nice places. This is a restaurant people go to drink. Everything submerged. Pictures that people who bought cars just previous week ago is gone. Stuff like that. You know, then you will come to a realization. When I see you boasting to your friends about this, your Nissan and Toyota and your Mercedes, it shocks me. Adi Ebofo Moana say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And He shall direct your path. Stand to your feet. Let us close. I presented Christ. And I'm making a statement to the earlier statement. The reason why over 70% of pulpits will be replaced in the next 20 years because it was not for Christ. Yeah. Many people are preaching, but it's not Jesus. It is not for Christ. Many people are in clerical suits, but it's not for Christ. How can you preach to the masses and you can't preach to your wife, your husband, and your children? How can you get everybody born again and your home is not born again? The Bible said, how can you take care of the church of God when you cannot take care of your own house? I'm talking to the wise only. Listen, I know why most of you left some churches to join this one. And I want to remind you why you are here. I'm reminding you, don't lose sight of the reason why the Lord brought you here. Never. And this is why Paul called the church foolish. Many people have entered into this place. They came with the heart to come and serve the Lord. And then they entered into flesh and carnality. Now they have a problem with people. Fighting with people. You have a fight with this person, fight with that person, fight with this person. So even if we are preaching, your heart and your concentration is not in this place. So now the pursuit is not Christ. It is your own selfish interest now. So examine yourself whether you are still in the faith? I'm just asking you. I'm just asking you. And this is why we want the blessings of God, and the blessings are not coming. Yeah, we are praying for breakthrough, and breakthrough is not coming. Look at the people. Listen to me. Look at the people that preach to us, the messages that comes to us. And I'm asking, why are you not blessed? Because the motives, the conscience, the heart is not right. The motives, the conscience, the heart is not right. And I will make the statement in my closing submission. If Jesus comes into the heart of a person, we see Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. We see it clearly in the life of that person as a fruit. The Bible said, if you are risen then with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. Look at verse number 2, and I'm going to there. He says, set your affections on things that are above, not on things on the earth. And then the last submission, you will love this. Interestingly, for ye are dead, and your life is hidden in Christ. In Jesus, who is in God. You are in Christ. You do not live for yourself. Whether we live or die, we belong to God. I am presenting the gospel, not nonsense. The gospel. Jesus Christ is the gospel. Jesus Christ is the gospel. The light of the world, the way, the truth, and the life. I'm presenting the resurrection and life. I'm presenting the living bread. He that believes, out of his belly shall flow streams of living water. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus. Not a big car. Jesus. Jesus. Gradually we have thrown Jesus out of the pulpit. And gradually we have brought the God of money to the pulpit. Everything is about money. Our messages are all about money. How much you have, how much you possess. Money is good. And you're good. But the day you die, you walk away from it. And you go to face the church. I want us to pray. But before we pray for this nation this morning, I want you to pray for yourself. The two hands are on your heart. Say, Jesus, I need you. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Oh Jesus, be my Lord and my personal Savior. I want to walk with you. I want to sincerely, truthfully serve you all the days of my life in spirit and in truth. Help me. Help me. Now put your right hand only on your heart. Play the national anthem. Can you stretch your hands on Ghana's flag on the altar? And please,
pray for this country. Whatever national you are, like my friend Harry, who is fellowshipping with us today, and like Her Royal Highness, Princess Sebentele, sister to the King of Swaziland, who is here with us. Pray for your country, please. I'm telling you, this is the time that nations needs Christ. Nations needs the Lord. Please pray for Ghana. We need help. We need help. Pray for Ghana. He said there are no dollars. Police are out with Bank of Ghana arresting Gawi people. That is right. But what about people, government functionaries who can pull up to 1 million, 2 million, 3 million from their vaults? What about them? It is evil if you can be one-sided like that. You want to arrest Gawi people? Nice! Go and arrest the people in the Jubilee House who have dollars. Go and arrest people in national security who have dollars. Arrest all of them. Then I will believe that you are just and right. Everybody should prove source of income, source of funds. Where did you get the money from? Everybody. Source of funds. I see GRA closing people's shop because they are not issuing VAT invoice. Right thing to do. Also, we want to go back to the Auditor General's report from 2014 till now. Everybody who have evaded tax, go get the money. Oh, you have been partial and greedy. Telling you. Go get it. Go get it. All those funds will make this nation better. Father, I pray for Ghana. Just as Solomon prayed for wisdom, grant wisdom, the wisdom of the Christ to my president, His Excellency Adodankwa Akufo-Addo. Help him! Help him open his eyes to see the rot around, the wickedness, the decadence. And give him the courage and the wisdom to stand for what is just and right. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for this nation. Heal our land. In Jesus' precious name. I declare that this week will be a week of peace for your people. And that you will help them to find their purpose divinely and not only what pleases us. I pray in the name of Jesus, making intercession for the sick. Heal them in the hospitals, in homes, and in places. I make intercession for the prisoner. In Sanwem Anchor for Usher for James Ford, Kumasi Central Prisons. Visit people in every police cell and touch their heart and return them back to Christ. I give you thanks for your faithfulness in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.